Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. The subject we're doing at present is called The Bible Principle of Seed, Time and Harvest. And we're doing part two from the 11-part series. And the topic today we're doing is speaking the seed is part of the process. Speaking words of faith is part of the process of planting seeds for a harvest. We see in the very beginning that God spoke and said, light be, and light was. When he looked out to the darkness, he didn't say what he had. He said what he wanted, and he spoke words. And in those words, they were seeds that had the faith within themselves to bring them to pass in conjunction with the Holy Spirit. We are made in God's image. The recreated person is made in the image of God spiritually. That means we are to use the same process as God uses and still uses. He speaks words of faith. He speaks seeds. And in those seeds is the life of God to bring those seeds into a full maturity. Saying is involved in planting or sowing, but it won't necessarily happen just because you've said it. Confessing God's word may just seem too mechanical, but it's necessary in the process of planting. When you're talking about planting seeds for a harvest, then you're talking about the power in the words. You're talking about the power of seeds. It is the life of that seed that the farmer plants which causes the manifestation of the very thing he planted. There is life in God's word, in the promise itself. It is the life God breathed into it. God's word is the incorruptible seed. So what you are going to use for seed if you don't use God's word? God's promises are the seeds for a harvest. God wants us to grow up and mature into spiritual adults where we use his word, which is incorruptible seed, which means it will produce every time what it is. It doesn't produce something else or something bad. It produces good. God wants us to grow up spiritually and learn to operate as he learned to operate and Jesus learned to operate and to speak words of faith. God wants us to act like him, to act in a similar situation. God spoke and called light instead of darkness. He spoke the thing he desired, so we are to follow his example as Jesus did. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 we read, "And God said, let us make man in our image." And please note that it says our image. That means the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. "And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." How is man going to have dominion over the earth and everything on the earth? Like God, with the power of faith-filled words. Mark chapter 11 verse 24, "And Jesus said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them." In other words, pray the desired. Don't pray the things that you already have. Speak the desired result, even when you pray. God wants to speak words filled with faith. They are seeds and they will reproduce through a process of seed, time and harvest. From this topic, we've learnt so far that God wants us to speak words of faith, but the words of faith must be according to his word. His entire word, the Bible, the word of God, from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation, is seed. And God wants us to speak that seed out in faith so the Holy Spirit and the angels have something to work with and to come into reality and make things happen. Once again, I want to thank you for being with me in this subject or this topic called speaking. The seed is part of the process. The next topic to come along will be topic number three. Planting is involved in obtaining a harvest. Thank you for being with me and God bless.